The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How many people listening to us right now don't have social media? Hit me up on Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome to your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're having a serious conversation off Mike, and Anthony mentioned someone walked up to him and said, I didn't know what you look like. We had that happen to us, Automatic, recently.
I have to happen to me like every single day.
I never knew what you look like.
Oh, and
I
thought, okay, pop
not every day.
Okay, every day. Okay.
But at least once a week.
Auto famous.
I'm kind of a big
DJ
deal.
Auto famous.
I'm around a lot more people than you guys are.
That's true. No, you are. You are. But I'm thinking, don't you come see what we look like? Don't you come to our Instagram or our TikTok? Or?
Nah.
No, they don't care that much.
That's a beautiful thing about our radio family here, is like they don't do it. It's just a different connection we have with them.
I could be dressed in a ball gown right now or pajamas and nobody would know the difference. They wouldn't know. I could be in house shoes or Jimmy Choo's.
I like the analogy that you use though about we're like football players.
Yeah.
It's like they've heard our name but they don't know what we really look like.
This microphone is my helmet. Why did Dana just say pajamas in Spanish?
I know.
Out of nowhere,
I swear. I was like, that was a little saucy.
But you know what? You understood it.
Yeah, it did.
You're bilingual, Anthony. You do speak Spanish.
Yeah, see.
I don't even know if that's how you say pajamas in Spanish.
Oh,
I
my
just
God.
There you go again. Here's making up words.
This is a problem with Mexicans teaching you Spanish.
What is
just
it?
Just make up words.
You're just making up words, dude.
Let me look this up. Hold on. It's pajamas.
Yeah,
it is.
I was right. Cinco de ocho.
All right, National Day, Anthony. Oh, and if you are on social media, can you follow us at Dana Cortez, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Comedy, and say good morning to us. Just
yes.
A little secret message, right? It's between us. All right,
you
National
can see
Day.
Us in our pajamas.
All right, National Coconut Day. So for the Latinos like myself, this is our day.
can I give you a little?
It's actually Coconut Cream Pie
That's
Day.
That's funny. That's
it's Coconut
funny,
Cream
dude.
Pie Day.
All right. You know, I interviewed Tyler, the creator, one time, and he told me he hated coconut.
Oh,
you were there,
yeah,
Anthony?
Dude. All right.
Yeah.
We also have World Red Cross Day. So, shout out to the Red Cross and all they do for
to
everybody
them, yes.
needs it.
They always got first boots on the ground when something's going wrong.
But my mom would be proud of me for reminding the ladies to do this. It is Women's Checkup Day. Come on.
Ladies, we take care of everybody, especially moms. You got to go to the doctor, do that wellness check, okay? You got to get your hair checked out, got to do the breast exams, all that good stuff. Think about the sacrifices that your mothers for you, Anthony.
My mom, her whole pursuit of a job in higher education for herself was to make sure that me and my brother had health insurance like health care growing up. So,
isn't that amazing, the sacrifices she made?
My mom just likes going to the doctor, I think.
What?
She just goes at the doctor all the time. It's like every time I talk to her, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I just got back from the doctor. I'm like, for what? It's always something.
Maybe that's her friend.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's always something.
That's a sign you need to call your mom.
I call
more.
My mom every day. I can't call her any more than every day.
And you're tired of hearing her going to the doctor?
I'm not tired of hearing her.
Do you call your mother every day?
No, every other day.
Okay. Well,
Anthony, how often do you call your mom?
Dude, Doris lives a wild life, dude, okay? I call my mom, and then she texts me back and says, what's up? So, like, it's different, bro. It's different, dude.
She sent him to voicemail.
Your mom's out partying. My mom hits me back with a text. I'm in church.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's time for the Fat Club, and we're going to talk about a plus-size influencer that is demanding FAA and airlines give fat flyers as many free seats as they need to spread themselves out and be comfortable. She wants airplanes to change what they do. She wants restaurants to provide bigger seats, bigger doorways, and she is overweight. You can go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I put a video and photos of her up. Her name is Jaylen Cheney. She is probably...
Three chin chain.
Okay, guys, don't be mean. There's no reason to be mean.
But what she's saying is ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. The fact that she wants everyone to accommodate her lifestyle. I'm sorry, that's not the way the world works. Your eating habits aren't going to affect my life, aren't going to change my life. And they sure aren't going to change people's bottom line. That's the other thing.
Well, I do understand that business part of that. I did think, well, if airlines make, bigger seats, they're going to charge all of us more, and I'm not overweight. Well, but I want to be compassionate about it, too.
I'm not opposed to bigger seats on airlines, though. That's what's up.
Do
I have to weigh a certain amount to get on those bigger seats? Because that would suck.
Can you imagine having to change your doorway so people could fit? Think about that. Why are is your size my problem? Why I have to change my building?
Because America is the fattest place in the world, and maybe we should start thinking about that. Now, I'm not saying that everybody just needs to change everything, but maybe certain restaurants have areas. I can't even believe I'm saying this. That's rude. We can't put certain people
big seats and big eats.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't know. How do we tackle this? Is she right in feeling that she's treated unfairly? She says she's being treated unfairly and made to feel ashamed.
Look, we're just beating up on her feelings, and I understand. You know, she wants to feel normal, right?
Exactly, everybody hates Anthony. That, she wants
everybody
to feel
hates
accepted.
That feeling of being outcasted, but also you need a little bit of that tough love, though, to get her to be healthier. At the end of the day, this is the thing that's going on with all this like pushing of like accepting the fatter people's health. It's like, bro, it's not healthy, dude. You're not living a good lifestyle.
We know 100% it's
not
healthy.
That's my thing, though.
But there's no reason to be mean about it. At the same time, though, no, you should change your business.
I gained a bunch of weight when Dana was pregnant. And I will say, it's hard to lose.
And you were thick, dude.
I was
thick. Fat as hell.
You were fat.
I was fat, yeah. And so it was hard for me to lose weight.
Was it hard to tie
your
shoes?
No.
You were pretty that fat.
I wasn't that. Yeah, well, I didn't get there. But I will say, it was hard for me to lose the weight. And I was constantly reminding myself to not eat, to not do the things that would put me in that position. And there's got to be some kind of accountability for these people.
This woman travels with a breathing machine. She's that overweight. Oh, and so she needs room for that as well. Sarah, you've been on hold for a minute. What do you think about this conversation we're having?
Hi, I'm really disappointed. You guys are so woke. Like, fat people, it's normal to be fat now. And why does everyone keep pushing all of these skinny people, magazines, TV, everyone is skinny. Like, we need to be compassionate and get bigger seats, have bigger doorways. I mean, bigger cars for us all to fit.
No, I'm with compassion. I'm with compassion. But you're talking about changing society for just a
for
few
your
people.
Eating habits.
And it's not, well, not even that. Even if it's a, you know, that's not fair. What about me paying more money for tickets or whatever? If they do that, they're going to charge everybody more money.
Airlines losing money because.
Or businesses in general.
Yeah. I didn't really like your energy.
It's also not fair. It's not just eating habits, Otto. It's other things that can come in place. There's stress, anxiety that can cause people to be fat.
That's true.
But at the same time, you're the person who's putting the food in your mouth. You have to have some kind of accountability.
Okay, we're not trying to be mean here.
I'm not trying to be mean, but she's the one who said she was. You only get this way one
it's
way.
It's not from the food. It's not always just from the food, Otto. It's, you know, other things that come in people's lives that cause people to gain weight.
Yeah, there's but you got to take some accountability for your life,
You
though.
Want everybody to change because of people being overweight? You want us all to change society because of it?
Dana, don't you want a bigger seat on the airplane?
I mean, when you say it like that, you got a point. Now, I'm not that, but
I mean, the Kardashians have big ass. I'm sure they want bigger seats.
Huh. Oh, okay. Well, not sure if you noticed or not, but the Kardashians fly private, so they don't have anything to do with this conversation. I'm going to let you go, Sarah, and I'm going to let the people decide. Is this influencer right, or are we right to want to help people get healthy inside the Fat Club? Mm. That's my ultimate goal. If you'd like to see video of her, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, where we are continuing this conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, I love Mondays because it's time for What's Your Sign with Sir Marty.
Yeah. What's up, Marty?
I don't know. You tell me. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on.
Are we on a retrograde yet? Mercury retrograde.
Hold on, automatic. Before
not
we get.
Not yet.
Hold up. We need to get our spiritual forecast at the end. Now, though, we have a listener who would like their reading and, of course, begin with your sign.
A Sagittarius.
And what is your first name?
Cheyenne,
go ahead with your question.
I just want to know, am I making the right decision on moving?
Ooh, she is relocating, packing her bags. She out. Good or bad decision, Marty?
Yes. I feel this is a good decision because, honestly, I feel there's going to be a lot more balance in her life, a lot more support there. And I feel when I tap into the energy of where she's currently at, I feel like that's what lacks in her life is support. And wherever she's going, that's going to be in abundance of support. And I do feel travel is in her cards. So definitely I see her moving and I see her being more balanced
and a lot more grounded there too as well.
Beautiful.
Right. So money.
All right.
When I think of groundedness, I think of money. So I also feel financially she'll be better off there as well.
I love it. Okay, you're making the right decision. And now for a spiritual forecast for the week. Mercury is still in retrograde. What is going on?
Yes, Mercury is still in retrograde. It's not going to stop being in retrograde until next week. So we have a couple more weeks of that. But we are out of its eclipse season, yes, so that's good. At least we're getting a little bit of relief from that.
Okay.
But now's the time to start really planning what our next move is going to be. And I feel like this week is really about not letting the what-ifs stop us, because we can't live in this world of what-ifs, coulda, shoulda, would've. Now, even though Mercury is in retrograde, we can start planning what our next steps are going to be for the next half of the year. We're at a crucial moment, and the universe creates openings sometimes for us so that we can step into a more aligned reality. And I do feel this week we're going to start doing that. I do see a lot of hope, a lot more hope. Oh. And so that's a beautiful feeling to feel this week.
I always say you only regret the things you don't do. So go for it. Go for it. Start planning now. And if you would like a personal reading with Sirmati, follow her at Illis Divinity on Instagram. She's so good. She's also got just really positive messages she posts.
Let's take advantage of this juicy energy that's out there
right now.
It's juicy. Energy. It's creative.
Is that what we're calling
it? Let's go get it.
It's very Doja Cat juicy energy. Mm-hmm. I love that. And you can send me a voice message to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Hit that follow button. And of course, call the old-fashioned way. Call the radio station. We'll put you on. Mari, I love you very much. Have a great week. Talk to you next Monday.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Long time ago, it is rumored that Diddy slapped Drake a few times across the face, and now these two are working together. What is going on? And it's not on music. I got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. Celebrity birthdays and...
We have Enrique Iglesias celebrating his birthday. Right. And hate him or love him, he did change up music. 6ix9ine celebrating his birthday.
Are you stupid, dumb, or dumb, stupid?
Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? Huh?
All right, let's talk about Doja Cat. She got new ink. It's a skeleton of a bat all across her back.
What?
And her fans are like, oh my gosh, what are you worshiping the devil? Because she got another tattoo, you know, earlier this month. It's her way of trying to show people that being different isn't bad. The artist that she replicated on her arm is an artist in 1665 that was trying to show that, you know, humans and animals are sometimes born different.
So she went and got bad tattoos to make a point?
What? Yeah, that's kind of that's the irony of the whole thing.
Is like, bad?
Bro, don't get bad tattoos and then get mad at people who don't know what they are. Like, come on, dog.
Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to see the ink. Now we're going to talk about Ella May. Oh, my gosh. I love her Miss Boot Up. She has a new single, This Is. And we got to talk to her. She hasn't always been famous. DJ Automatic asked her, how did you link with super producer DJ Mustard?
It was through Instagram, and he literally just DM'd me and asked me, like, what's my situation? And I had no situation. I didn't have a manager. I didn't have anything. I literally went to school for music, and I worked in retail. Maybe a couple weeks after he sent me that message, I ended up in New York. And he ended up in New York. We did a session, and then from there, it kind of just happened. The power of the internet is really a crazy thing.
Of course, I got Ella May on the line. I had to tell her that I did the cover of Boot Up. And I've been trying to open up for her. And she said she's going to listen to it. And she said my husband, DJ Automatic,
she reluctantly said she was going to listen to it.
You can listen to our entire conversation and my cover of Boot Up on a Dana Cortez Show podcast. All right, now we get to the story about Drake and Diddy. Years ago, Diddy was supposed to hop on Drake's song 0 to 100. And I guess Drake got tired of waiting for Diddy. Diddy was mad because he had been promoting it. Drake released it. Ran up on him in the club and punched Drake in the face 3 times. That's the rumor.
It was actually outside the club.
Whatever. Now they're working together on French Montana's documentary.
Yeah, that's all right. That's how it goes. That's how guys are.
Two men move past a dumb phase in their life to come together.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, dude, it sounds like that night was sponsored by Booger Sugar. So, you know, a lot of homies go through this. A lot of homies, you know, you'll punch your friend on a night out, wake up next day, you're good.
Take that.
All right, we'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A food you're familiar with in virtual world is coming to the land. I can't wait to give you food news today. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
This hashtag might be one of the most important we've ever done. There's a new game show coming to CBS. It's Mexican style unscripted bingo, Lotería Loca.
What?
I know, I want to watch it. Two people battle it out by picking Lotería cards. Whoever gets Lotería on the board first wins the game's ultimate prize.
Oh, and when and where is this happening?
CBS, they're developing it. As soon as it happens, I'm going to tell you, but I want to watch this.
Why can't you be the host of it?
I know.
What about those who aren't familiar with the game Lotería? It's basically Mexican bingo,
sort of, and there's people and little things you have to kind of figure out together, and it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good TV show.
Oh, are they going to play with the beans, too? Like, you know, you use little beans for, like...
Maybe.
That's what I'm
That would
to.
Be good. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
Pringles is partnering with Minecraft, so they're coming out with the Pringles Minecraft Suspicious Stew Chip. So, you know the Suspicious Stew inside Minecraft?
Yes!
You ever played Minecraft? Well, if you haven't, there's this thing called Suspicious Stew.
It's a virtual food.
Yes. And now they have come together and they're releasing the Pringle chip, which is the Minecraft chip.
Ooh. I wonder what it tastes like because it's...
It tastes like Suspicious Stew, okay?
I don't know
what it tastes like because it's in a video game and nobody's tasted it before.
Don't you
want to
taste it?
I do want to taste it because...
I missed a lot of the Minecraft wave. So I really wasn't.
Oh, my daughter was heavy on Minecraft. So yeah,
she still plays there once in a while.
And here for all my Minecraft people, when you buy this Pringle, you can redeem it for 350 mine coins.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello.
All right, that means something to somebody out there, not me, but somebody out there.
Somebody out there was like,
"Can I throw this to the people at Pringle? Let's make a wider can. Come on, let's get it out there. Nothing worse than the bottom of the Pringles can, dude.
Oh, why do you need a wider can when you can just put it to your mouth like a cup and drink the Pringles?
Otto drinks the Pringles, saliva everywhere. Yeah. He doesn't even care. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with Women's Checkup Day. It is the start of Women's Health Week. So, ladies, take care of yourself.
Wellness, okay?
And we also got World Red Cross Day. So, shout out to the Red Cross and everything they do. Mm-hmm. But we'll wrap it up on National Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Mm. You know, earlier, Anthony talked about coconuts. And I'm going to tell the people, you said, I used to get called a coconut. And then he said, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Because coconut, for people to understand, is when I'm Mexican-American, and people would say, you're a coconut, Dana. You're a coconut.
Because you're brown on the outside, white on the inside.
Yeah, and first of all, it was because I was in, like, advanced classes. And so my peers would make fun of me.
Don't be all smart.
Don't be all smart, Dana. You think you're all smart because you can read. You think you're white.
Oh,
what does that say about our people?
That says you went to some school with some idiots. That's what it says about your people. Yeah, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.